out there in the land of drama, you guys have reached Jeff Indyke. Very, very cool to be here. Special feature article seminar presentation. I'm going to more than likely, all right, give you guys, all right, a couple of different features on this, but it's basically built off of my first submission, all right, to Classic Drummer Magazine. Thank you, Billy, for inviting me to come up, all right, and write for you. And it's actually one of my first major contributions, so this is very exciting, all right? When I saw this article, all right, come out, all right, I couldn't believe it. And also, too, Danny Britt actually was nice enough, all right, if it wasn't for his help, probably wouldn't have been able to get the article up, was able to actually transcribe this. And, well, anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit, all right, about today, fragmenting the ideas, all right, of the article. And if you guys, all right, stay on until the end of my message, I'll tell you exactly the issue, all right, that the article came from and where you guys, all right, could get it, hopefully. Here we go. And again, thank you. Now, what I want to work on today is interesting because I'm going to just talk right about the original notion, right, for the Bonham Attitude. It was basically built, I like the way I said that, off of the snare, small, floor, kick unit. Now the first fragment that I'm going to talk about is just that one idea. I'm going to basically play it. The idea, right, originally, right, on idea number one, set across one and two and three. So we were fully across. So what I'm doing for today is taking the right the as the and the four. One and two and three and four and three and four and five and two and three and four. Of course, all right, we can get it right a little hipper with it. It's funny, all right, I haven't even gotten the right to doing them, all right, twice in a row. And I think, all right, I'm going to hit you guys, all right, with a little bit, all right, of a presentation, all right, that way. I'm going to do, all right, a couple of segments. I might even take each segment, all right, and segment it, all right, to one possibility. There are only 9 examples in the article. So we'll see what happens. I may even make this available, all right, as a video seminar. Now, the idea of on the two beats is actually going to represent three and four and. Now this actually happens right in the second article, which hasn't been released yet, but one and two and three and four two, two, three and four and two and two and three and four and four. Right, it represents the three and four and. Do a little bit of a ring around on this tom-tom here. One. See, I'm going to get to the thought process, which is really interesting, since today's lesson is more of a fragmentation, is that two and two can eventually, right, be filled up with other things. So if you want to actually zero, you use your own imagination during the third and the fourth beat if you identify it as one and two. Right in a rhythmical break sort of a setting. I tend to write at times to play them right a little bit more ahead of the beat. Now, I want to keep it right just to those two for today. But I want to show you guys a right an interesting thing. I'm going to take a right the first fragment, one and, I'm going to actually make it just a one. A rhythmical fragment. My friend Kenny right loves to talk right about how I love to say that word fragment, though it's a big part right of a lot of what I do, that a one and is really, really hip. So right the way I genetically take what's there and give it the right that funk idiom, almost sort of like a cross between Bissonnette and Simon Phillips. Sounds like a monster movie. Quite nice. Now, of course, I haven't even gotten right to the doubles yet. Wait till I get to the doubles. You guys are going to be blown away. It's the same thing pertaining right to the grouping of there, right, we actually place it right on one and two and three and four. So here, right, where one and two and three and four. See, the quicker tempo right kind of brings it out more. Because the ideas are right are genetically so applicable to so many different things that I think right, the soloing attitude is really cool. Now that's right what I'm going to conclude with today. And if you guys are right, have followed my work over the years, you'll know right that I'm an avid solo motifer. And I think right I want to go back right to the first one, because the first one I think is my favorite, of just taking a right these up and we go. That's gonna be the motif. So you guys are right, have to think. One, two, three, four. And as the ambassador says, it's your move there. watch this. A little Cobham genetics in there. One and two. This is going to be my last plug. This is so hip. This is like way out there. Little finale. Interesting. Really good to be here. First off, right, the issue, right, that this whole article is in is basically in the Classic Drummer magazine, and it's actually October, November, and December of 2005. You guys, right, can actually get it at Borders. You can order it from Billy. It's an amazing thing. It's the biggest thing, right, that ever happened to me. I can't believe, right, that I'm in this thing. Very honored, right? Now, there's going to be, right, another article, which is going to be the second part, but I'm going to do a series of these fragments for you guys. And I haven't even, right, gotten the right to the syncopations yet. This is basically all built, right, off of just fragmenting, right, the first two. And as we go along, right, I'm going to have Danny post, the right, many, many other sound fragments. So just figured, right, I'd give you guys a little sample. Jeff Indyke here again, and of course, all right, I don't have to tell you guys, all right, to look me up at DannyBritt.com because I'm already up here. So it's very, very cool, and thank you, Danny, also, too, for your transcriptions. And this is going to be an ongoing article called the Jeff Indyke Drum Clinic. It's amazing to be here. You guys got to check the picture of me out there. I do look like a celebrity, if I say so myself. Very good to be here, and thank you.